Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey, Brian, me and Peter Griffin and the other boys are heading down to Avatar Land. God dang it, Bobby, give me back my propane hat.
If you're Metro, I don't trust you. I'm going to shoot. Bam, bam, bam,
bam, bam. Hey, fam. Welcome to Hey,
oh
fam.
Oh, my God. Swallow, dude.
All right, I will.
You got that.
I just had some tea.
You were just sucking my dick before. Before, no, you had that bubble throat thing when a thing goes down the wrong way. I'd love to know the medical term if we have any, and I'm sure we do. Doctors, not nurses, just doctors, please, who listen to this podcast. I would like to know what is the cause and what the medical term is for when you drink something the wrong way and then it gets stuck in your throat and you sound like a Kermit the Frog version of your normal self. I've always wanted to know what that is.
Hey fam, welcome to Hey Fam.
Oh wow, I think we've done this before.
Like a Kermit bit?
Kermit, we did Kermit Off.
Kermit Off. Anyway, yeah. My name's Kermit the Frog.
And my name is...
You should say I am.
I am Kermit the Frog.
This is Levins, and that's Angus. And this is our episode all about Avengers Endgame, aka Iron Man 22.
Iron Man 22, he did it. Jon Favreau made 22 Iron Man movies this week.
And... I think we should just go straight away. There's going to be so many spoilers.
Oh, yeah. If you haven't watched this, and it's weird if you haven't, because I'm sure this movie, as of now, has broken every world record.
But, you know.
My dad saw it last night open by himself.
Yeah, my dad's not going to see it today, I think.
Yeah. Well, my dad saw it first.
Yeah,
so.
You're right.
So, like, have some respect. The Truscotts won this round. We both saw it before the Levinses. Doesn't feel so good.
I think I quit this podcast.
Doesn't feel good, does it? What about Archie? Has he even seen it?
No, he hasn't seen it.
Again, that's how you can redeem yourself. You can have three male Levinses or female Levinses watch it. My family's smaller than yours, so you can.
See, your mum saw it too?
No, she had her book club on and bought my dad a ticket, so he was out of the house.
Oh, I'm just gonna call mum.
I'm just gonna call your mum. Actually, I've got it right now. What's that? Yeah, no, she's not gonna go.
What's that? Angus, stop talking about. It's love and sucking a dick.
She's listening. She produces the show.
Yeah. So yeah, on the weird chance that you have not seen Avengers Endgame yet, I'd just say just shelve this for another day.
Put it away. Put it away.
Put it away. Whatever you shelve.
Put it away. But also, odd if you listen to this podcast and haven't seen it within the first 72 hours, I would say.
Yeah.
Right?
Look, people have reasons.
None of them are good. Unless you're dead.
That's the only good reason.
You can tell. Oh, you're the doctor who's operating on people with that Kermit shit. I don't want to know.
Kermit throat.
Kermit throat. Straight. Yeah. Frog throat.
That's how Quicksilver died in Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
You got a bad case of Kermit throat.
Can't believe Quicksilver was a lead player. No way. we're going to get to spoiler territory. We're going to talk about Avengers. I want to ask you.
Yeah.
How was your week? Because we had a little... We're in a holiday zone here in Australia. Public holiday zone.
Yeah, it was...
It's been weird.
It's been crazy because my wife is on school holidays at the moment.
Because she's a kid, isn't she?
She's a kid. I married a child.
Oops, I married a child. That's a good movie for you to be
like Schwarzenegger on the front. Like,
you're shrugging.
Yeah, yeah.
She's a kid. You're helping with homework, but also romancing her.
To
make it that you're not a pedophile.
She's a teacher. Thanks, Angus.
No, but to make the movie is
good. Okay,
the baby, a kid accidentally signed the marriage certificate when you weren't looking. So you're legally married to the kid because it's in a country where like you can marry kids.
No, I'm the woman from Big.
Right.
So you know, Tom, you know Tom Hanks, who's like an 8-year old.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. And he dates like the older woman.
He doesn't
woman.
Just date her. Like they full fucks on fuck. Her. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Full on fuck.
That's what Shazam that's what should have been. FOF.
That was full the one, that fuck. Was the word he was thinking. Full on fuck.
Yeah, that's what he said. That would be amazing. I'm just thinking about. Yeah, I would. It's weird because I don't think any kid would want to have sex. Wouldn't you be terrified of? Oh, I guess teenager.
Do you remember that? That scene is so creepy.
Is it a guy?
It's like
a girl.
No,
well, I thought it was yeah, progressive.
Tom Hanks has gay sex in Big.
But it was progressive. That'd be sick. I'm gonna remake Big. Big answer the call.
But scene for scene.
Big except, answer the call. Except he's a gay teacher. With a gay Tom Hanks is back in it, and he's playing the teacher.
He doesn't fuck a teacher, does he?
I don't know. You're the one. You're the expert. Big. You keep talking about it so much. Why don't you marry Big? Big. I'm thinking it.
But there's been like Easter holidays and we're, it's a public holiday today. So.
Yeah, today's all about Big Digger energy, isn't it?
Big Digger energy.
But think about those Anzac.
Do you remember last year when Infinity War came out on Anzac
Yeah, man,
Day?
I did a fucking dawn service. I went to the 9 a.m. It was awesome.
And all of the talk show. Like
yeah,
the
Carl
morning,
Stefanovic
the morning show
went
hosts,
off king.
Was he was like, you know, how dare they disrespect
yeah, what's
the
he doing
troops
today?
By putting on a movie about a war that isn't World War II today.
It's like, bitch, Thanos is crazier than World War II. Thanos is worse than Hitler, Mussolini, and the... Like, my uncle's head got cut off. I get that. That's real. But Infinity War was worse.
We know that. That's AFAM canon.
Infinity War is worse than that, I think. Because half of the world got their head cut off. You know?
Mm.
Yeah.
But Carl
it feels like
that.
Yesterday. Oh, wait. What I want to ask you, were you played by that kid? The Pokemon card? I've been waiting all week to ask you. I want to text you. I did.
Yeah, so I had Easter. We had Easter and I went away. I went to a farm. And
that's the Australian tradition, isn't it? You go to a farm.
I mean, I've never done it before. So
no,
not
I'm
sure,
just
I guess
joking.
So.
I'm just confusing our non-Australian listeners.
Oh, okay, yeah, sure, yeah. Every Easter, you go to a farm.
You recreate
you, the... You hunt rabbits.
You hunt rabbits and then Easter. You impale them on crucifixes.
It's really, really, it's really respectful.
It is.
And Australians have been doing it for 200 years.
Yep. Carl Stefanovic is the boss of it.
Yeah.
He thinks it's
he
disrespectful.
He invented it 200 years ago.
Yeah.
So I talked about it on the episode last week. The
He's
family,
such a bitch, isn't he?
Who? Carl Stefanovic?
Remember how, like, 5 years ago he was so cool? Remember, like, there was
everyone
all these
was
things.
Like, this guy doesn't give a fuck.
This guy is cool. He's drunk at his job. And now it's like, no, you can't do that. he was terrible.
Yeah, if you want to get drunk and have a microphone, start a podcast.
Do Hey Fam. First 10 episodes of Hey Fam. Boom. Easy. Except we don't get 7-figure salaries to do it, you know?
So the night before Easter, the family were staying with the son, who's a year older than my son.
We went to this. I was mortified. Wait, was this regular or?
Regular. On regular Hey Fam.
Mortified.
He doesn't want to eat chocolate. So he says, I want Pokemon cards instead. And so,
so it's not, and can we just establish something again? If there's a doctor in the house, it's not a allergy or a disability, is it? Well, I think it's a disability. I'll get into why later.
Yeah, I checked. He didn't have Kermit throat at any point
he didn't?
Over the weekend.
No, you started podcasting with him and he said swallow.
But yeah, on Easter Eve, his mum brought out a pack of 100 Pokemon cards.
What's that cost?
I think like $12. They're probably fakes. And he knows it as well. So he gets up on Easter morning and like we make all the kids
wait.
Wait,
so he knows that this is great.
Yeah.
This is awesome. This so, is like, such a good update.
We have we stash all the chocolate and Pokemon cards together.
Wait, so I want to know, did you partake in this with your kids? The Pokemon cards?
Well, so on Easter morning we get up.
Did you conscientiously object?
And all of my kids and their daughter hunted in the front yard for Easter eggs.
Like normal kids.
Yeah.
On...
And then also in the mix were 100 Pokemon cards.
Did someone go like, did someone drop their wallet or something? Like, was there a magician here?
No, he was like, this happened last year and it's happening again.
No, I mean your son, like your kids who weren't aware of this tradition.
He was telling Archie that like, I don't get chocolates from the Easter Bunny. I get Pokemon cards. And then like after the
I'm
hunt.
I'm so against this.
After the hunt, I was like, oh, Archie, did you get any Pokemon cards? Because, like, Archie likes Pokemon. And then the kid was like, no, they're mine.
This whole thing sounds fucked. I'd like to talk to the child and the parent at separate rooms and then together at the same time.
I mean, I just think he's played the game and he's winning the game.
I know, that's what's wrong. He's taking the Pokemon theme song literally. He wants to be the very best. The best there ever was.
But yeah, so then he's like, he has like 100.
What was your feeling during this when you were watching this kid run around steal all cards?
I was just helping Tilly find chocolate eggs.
But was there at all like, were you kind of like, this is not cool? I'm not a fan of this behavior?
No, it's fine. It's weird, but I like it. I'm friends with you.
And I'm an adult, and I buy Pokemon cards.
Yeah, and you still do this shit.
I would buy them and not make... I wouldn't bring down other people in the process. I wouldn't make create alibis or, like, create my parents, like, as the...
I think he asked. He was like, "Mum and Dad, I don't like chocolate. Can I get Pokemon cards?"
I'd be like, "Absolutely not. I'll get you a book. Or something that's actually good. Like, right. Something that's not going to, like... Fuck, like Pokemon cards to me is like worse than chocolate."
So he gets 100 of them and then he thinks he's just going through them. He's like, "They're all fake."
How does he know?
I don't know. I was trying to like work out if they were fake.
How good is that ability when you're a child? I remember in my school, like starter caps were really big, like that brand of cap with like basketball teams and shit. And like people would go up and like count the stitching on it and be like, "Yeah, that's a fake." And they'd be like, "Did you get that from Paddy's Markets?" And someone would be like, "Oh, yeah." And they're like, "Yeah, that's fake."
That
like,
great episode of Atlanta.
Yeah, it was honestly like that. Yeah. It was the FUBU episode. It was big, big boy shit like that. But that's so funny. I was just entranced all weekend at that.
So, like, yeah, my kids are like, yeah, sitting in the corner eating chocolate eggs, getting diabetes. And then this other kid is going, "Fake, well, this fake, is,
this kid's
fake."
Learning, like, yeah, I think that's an amazing story still.
I look forward to his
podcast.
I
want him to be on HeyFam.
16 years from now.
I want him on HeyFam this year.
Okay. That's the goal.
I just think like if he's now saying, "I don't want chocolate, I want this," like what's it going to be in 5 years? You know?
I want an island.
I want a Tesla. You know what I mean?
I want a Tesla.
It's just, where do you stop? I think it's unbelievable. I don't know if I'm afraid or if I respect or dislike this kid. Maybe it's all three, I think.
Now, you're an only child in your 30s.
Well, I'm an only child also, like, from when I was born. Like,
yeah, I know. But you, at the
it's
moment,
always been that.
You're an only child who is in his 30s.
Well, my parents aren't having another kid.
I know. So, like... my question is, do your parents still hide chocolate eggs for you when you go visit them?
No, they never hid them either growing up. Right. It was next to my bed sometimes or something.
Right.
I don't think they liked the hiding and the forcing me to look for something. I mean, in a way, I was always looking for answers as a curious young child. So I think...
Big Mist fan.
Yeah, huge Mist fan. Me and which actress again was like going off queen about Mist.
Oh, yeah, that was so funny.
Mia Farrow.
That's right.
Mia Farrow, big Mist heads. Yeah, they didn't hide eggs. But then like when my uncle would stay with my cousin, his daughter, my parents' niece, he would hide them or something. I don't know, man. We kind of like, it was an unspoken rule. We all knew what was going on, me and my parents. We just didn't talk about it.
Did you get any eggs this year?
Oh, just like from my folks. Just like a token egg.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Chloe got me a Star Wars one. Actually, my mum got me this Darth Vader head chocolate. It's like a full helmet, like of Darth Vader chocolate.
I think next HeyFam Live episode, I'm going to hide a bunch of Pokemon cards and force you to find them.
No, we should do that for our top tier Patreon fans.
we show up in your front yard.
Yeah.
Scatter 100 Pokemon
cards.
That's
our next live show. We're not even recording. We're not doing anything.
It's a scavenger hunt.
I'm trying to think what to do the next live show. I'd love to do something that's just not a podcast, like doing like something else.
An escape room. HeyFam escape room.
Oh my God, that'd be amazing. Like the Pokemon card room, the Japanese prisoner of war room. Just
the Zack Snyder envelope.
All these things.
You're going to get out of an envelope.
We should do it. You know, we should do an exhibition instead of a live show and just have like artist interpretations of like various HeyFam things.
I love it.
I just think like doing a podcast is so obvious. Like we go to a bit of trouble doing those, but the live ones, which is expected, but we do like two a week heaps easier and get money again and make more money out of it. Like, I'm looking at it as a business opportunity and an emotional performance. And like, even I'm getting sick of Tommy Dasler being on the mall. No, I don't know. We'll do something. We always do. Yeah. Maybe we do like a Christmas party or something.
Yeah. I'm into it.
Yeah.
I love the escape room idea.
So do I. I reckon, and you know what? We'll do it at Cake Wines again. The theme is natural wine and local, wine or something. Man, that kid's crazy. Yes, you had a good weekend?
I had a great weekend.
I didn't do anything. I watched the Kanye thing at 2 a.m. The Sunday service.
Oh, I listened to Beyonce's Homecoming.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I listened to it on the train home.
That's good shit.
Yeah, it's very, it's a lot of songs, isn't it?
We should talk about that next week. And the Kanye thing. And talk about you looking through a peephole at Kanye's live performance at Coachella.
It's kind of what I've been doing my whole life. It's just
peepholing into Kanye's life.
Yeah, yeah. Glory hole. No, we won't talk about it next week. It'll be old. I'm done talking about it.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I mean, that's
I'm just saying a certain podcast, i.e. ours, has to do 4 episodes next week. So.
Oh, yeah. We're scraping the... Well, I pity we spoke about that kid for so long.
That could have been an entire
episode.
Yeah,
I'm going away. I'm trying to think. Yeah, no, enough will happen for us to do 2 episodes next week.
We'll be fine, bro.
Yeah, you're right. We won't talk about normal shit anymore. That's good.
Yep. So we're going to do a Q&A episode next week. The details for that will be in the show notes for this episode.
Yeah.
But Angus...
It's only for Patreon members, I think.
Is it? Maybe we should do one for Patreon, one for not. That's weird.
Well, there's no way they can contact us.
Okay, right.
No, this is like us saying, even if you're a dollar Patreon person, this will be for every tier.
Yep.
You can ask us a question. We're going to open the mailbag for the first time.
All mailbag episode.
All mail, all bag.
So this could
probably... stop burping at the moment.
That's beautiful.
It's not.
Actually, neither could the kid who likes Pokemon cards. And I actually said on like the last day of the holiday, I'm like,
well, hey, he was burping the whole time.
Yeah, if you stop burping, if I don't hear you do one burp all day, like he would do that.
Was he doing it on purpose though? Is that
A trick? Yeah, kids are fun, dude. I was like,
people actively have them, right?
He was like, said, I'll give you a dollar if I don't hear you burp all day. And every
does Archie have money?
What's that? Archie's fucking loaded, bro.
What are we talking?
Like he's got three figures in the bank
of his own money. It's not his. He hasn't like earned it.
I mean, it's like, well, how would he earn it?
He hasn't got a tax file number.
No.
No, so anything he's got is illegal. Like
you can set it. Yeah, it's a bank account in his name. It's his all amount account.
But it's gift money, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not like, yeah, that's what I mean.
And he's banking at school and shit.
Yeah. That's a farce, isn't it?
Banking at school?
Yeah, where did that go? I can't find mine.
Dolomite. I have the same account.
Do you? Yeah. I grew up.
What, you just grew up and lost money?
$300. What's he doing a week? $2?
Two, sometimes five, sometimes ten.
Yeah, that's wild. Man, I might look into my Dolomite account. Was it a scam?
Maybe you can get a holographic ruler out of it.
They still have those little fucked up aliens?
Mm-hmm. The Dolomites.
The same ones?
Yeah.
They're awesome.
They're really good.
I'd love to do a collab with them or have them on for Hey Fam.
But yeah, so every time this kid did a burp, I was like, oh, I've taken 10 cents off the dollar. And he ended up owing me money.
The kid.
By the end of the day.
This kid sounds, I don't know if I hate him or love him. I think it's both. He's awesome, I think.
So Angus, this is probably going to be our most listened to episode of the year. And right now we have 15 minutes worth of people who have never listened to the show before going,
no,
when are they
going to
talk about Avengers Endgame?
The Dolomites are mixed race children and a dog.
They're not aliens anymore?
Well, that's what I mean, illegal from aliens. A political point of view, perhaps. But yeah, I hate this. And yeah. This sucks.
So for those who are unfamiliar, the Dolomites were the characters that were meant to incentivize young people to do banking when they were in primary school during our age.
I only did it because of the aliens. That brings back a lot of memories.
Oh, so cool.
Look at them, man. I want to do a reboot.
They were actually on part of Thanos' Black Order.
They are part. They're his black children or whatever they're called.
Black children. We should do that for the artwork.
Look at that.
Should be Thanos in front of the Dolomites.
Yuck. Yuck. That's so gross.
That's good shit. That's lovely. That's awesome.
No, the top one. The bottom one, I mean. Look at that.
Oh, right. The top one's awesome, though.
Yeah, the top one's awesome. That's such a good ass
design.
Design. I love that,
holographic
man.
Rulers. Bring them back. That was all I needed.
I cared about money when I had aliens telling me what to do. Now the Dolomites are kids in a dog. You can't do that. I'd love to find out, actually, his opinion on that.
Trump.
Yeah, his.
His, that's only
the king,
the royal his.
He's not the king. Wonder if he got snapped.
That would be amazing if, like,
there was a
scene. The opening scene of Avengers Endgame was
it's him recording, going, "This lady Ghostbusters, you can't do," and then just starts dust. That'd be awesome.
Or Hawkeye kills him.
Hawkeye, yeah, wow, Hawkeye really killed a lot of people.
Should we talk about Avengers Endgame, Angus?
All right, so starting from now, it's going to be spoiler territory.
That's
so that's why we did 15 minutes. That's a little warm-up for people who can... You know, I thought we should give them something.
Yeah, yeah,
if they haven't seen it yet. And again, unless you're dead, there's really no excuse.
So that was for all our dead listeners.
Yeah, shout-outs to the zombie heads. and now we're going to talk about Game of Thrones for 2 hours.
So you saw Avengers Endgame the night before it came out on the 23rd.
Yeah, I got a really weird... You know what our invite situation is like. It's generally minimum admit two.
Yep, sometimes admit four.
Sometimes a mid for the super kiddy films. This I got this like last week whenever I messaged you and it was just like in my name. They're not always in your name, I think. It was really like bizarre. And I think it was through work. I still haven't figured it out. I think someone at work organized it. Admit one. And that was it. And like not everyone at work RSVP'd and like they lost. The people that didn't RSVP, we just lost those tickets.
Whoa.
So like some real D-grade cunts were there. Like Carrie Ann Kennelly, the racist.
No fucking way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was like that type of crew.
What the fuck was she doing there?
I don't know.
How many of the... Like, not to fucking gatekeep, but like, how many MCU
None,
movies
absolutely.
Has this Carrie Ann Kennelly
Definitely
seen?
Not Black Panther. For those who don't know, Carrie Ann Kennelly is a... like a shitty daytime TV host who had some... Oh, no, she's like a morning TV host, like breakfast TV, right?
Next week, I'll tell my Carrie-Anne Kennelly story.
You got to... Oh, wow.
I was on Carrie-Anne Kennelly when I was in high school.
Oh, well, you've told this story.
On HeyFam or online?
On HeyFam.
Have I?
Yeah.
Well, next week, I'll lie about it and you have to spot the differences.
It's where you called up. You were doing work experience, right, or something?
No.
And you called up?
No.
Oh, who was that?
I don't even...
That was a show you did.
I never did work experience.
You caught up once and you're on the show and they put you through by accident or something and they made fun of you.
No, no, I was on the show as a guest.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because you were doing another TV show or something. Yeah, yeah. And yeah, you told us the story.
Maybe I need to tell you again next week.
Well, I only, yeah, you do. I can only remember Keith. All I've taken away from that is they try to embarrass you, right?
That's yeah, like, but I won.
And it didn't work. Yeah, he won.
Oh, God.
But yeah, so yeah, I saw the night before and yeah, it was fever pitch, man. It was one of the people have never gotten to a cinema that early, I think, for a free premiere, like remotely VIP people. Normally, you know, those dickheads show up late and it's like, oh, like, it starts at 6:30 and like people me. Start. Yeah.
So Angus is always like, it starts at 6:30. I'm going to get there at 6. I'm like, oh, I'll see you at 7, bro.
Yeah. And he usually misses the first 5 minutes.
Because I was playing a Wario game.
Because he's playing Wario. You're the Wario to my Mario movie at the cinema, I've decided.
I just come sit next to you stinking of garlic.
Laughing.
Just eating my motorbike.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, but it was bang on. It was crazy. I got there like at 5:45 when doors opened and I got a seat basically where we sat for Lego Movie 2.
I can't remember. Oh, right up the
like
front.
Like shit seats. Fuck. Wow. Like it was insanely packed. Oh, and some kooks, there was heaps of A4 pieces of paper saying like reserved for blah, blah, blah. And I was like, that's fucked. Come on.
Reserved for Karl Stefanovic.
Reserved for, yeah, Stakal and Walt Disney and shit. It was really dumb.
The other Hemsworth brother.
Yeah. It was. I was a bit upset by that. I was like, well, they should be here. Like me.
So who did you sit next to? Anyone you know?
Former HeyFam guest, Jen Fricker.
Oh, great.
Yep. She got an invite to through work. And Nick Gerber, who listens to the show.
Shouts to Gerbs. Shouts yeah. to Frick.
G-Man.
The F-Gal and the G-Man.
F-Gal and G-Man. It was good. And I was in the middle T-Boy. It was a lot of fun. But yeah, it was like, just moved my neck the whole movie, like following what was going on. And that, man, Fox Studio Cinemas are trash.
Oh, man, I just don't like
that. Same. It's trash. Like, the seats are shit. My Broadway cinema is so much better. That's like every cinema in there has reclining leather seats.
Right.
It's fucking dope. It's Hoyts as well. Hopefully they refurb Fox soon. But like, you, no matter what cinema you're in, if it's like one of the like VMAX equivalent big ass one or regular, you've got leather reclining seats. It's fucking sick.
I went on the, I did the 10:15 a.m. on the 24th.
That's so good.
At Paramount Event Cinemas.
It's so VMAX. Weird that it launched the day before a public holiday, I find.
Yeah, it's really strange.
Was it weird? Do you reckon that's... Because so last year Australia got it like early. We always do get the Marvel films for some reason.
Yeah,
earlier.
1 or 2 days early.
And we got it on Anzac Day, which is what we're talking about. Caused a lot of control... Well, not really. It caused like some right-wing fuckos to go, ooh, that's not on. But do you think that was in response to that? Because like
possible.
Anzac Day, yeah. And like Guardians the year before opened on Anzac Day, I
that's
remember.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Guardians it's so too. Weird that they didn't do it on Anzac Day. Like that would have been a huge event today.
I guess because movies typically like...
Well, they come out on Thursday here.
Or Wednesday night. Sometimes when it's a premiere, they come out. I don't
barely.
Know.
No,
it's weird. I don't know why. Well, and we'll never know. No one will ever know.
Maybe the episode won't know. Is that still going?
Yeah, it's fine.
Oh, that's cool.
I dropped the recorder, everybody.
We got new leads and they're a little smaller.
Yeah,
that's fine. It brings us closer.
Yeah,
which I think is important.
You can hear Angus's hand on my leg.
Yeah, you can hear the Pokemon card flicking between my fingers. It's like Now You See It, but with Pokemon cards. I haven't seen Now You See It, but I imagine it's like that.
But so my crowd.
Oh yeah, let's talk crowd.
My cinema was like packed to the rafters. Yep. There was not a single spare seat in the screen.
And you took the Pokemon card kid, right?
That's right. Just me and him. We've seen every Avengers movie
he
together.
He was burping at the whole movie.
No, I took my wife and I went. We've seen all the Avengers
was
movies
she pumped?
Together. So pumped.
Yeah.
Like both of us were like, fuck, I can't believe it's going to be like had tomorrow.
You,
like,
have you done any, like, did you do any rewatching the lead up?
I watched Infinity War last week.
Yep.
And I watched Ant-Man and the Wasp last month.
I'd say those two are up there as the most important ones to watch. And obviously Captain Marvel.
There's so many though that like...
Ant-Man. Oh man. Yeah, we'll get into that.
Yeah, yeah. But like,
do you know how pumped I am that I... whatever, this isn't a brag because it meant like maybe I spent a month doing this, but I watched every single one in the lead up in the last like 3 or 4 weeks. It was
yeah,
the best.
Great.
It was great. I got so much. It was like so fitting. It felt like... It literally felt like a season finale or a series finale.
Yeah, for sure.
And doing like that season rewatch.
So yeah, my crowd was completely just overexcited the whole way through and like cheering. Huge and reactions, clapping.
Yeah.
And like, I know everyone's like, oh, I fucking hate it when people do that.
No,
when
man,
everyone's
it rules.
Doing it, it rules. It's so what good.
It rules, man. It's so good.
Especially when, I don't know.
Imagine that's what like going to a sporting event is like. You
yeah,
know what
absolutely,
I mean?
Yeah. What was your crowd at the premiere like?
The crowd at the premiere was surprisingly dope. Very yeah, cool. Laughing at everything.
Carrie Ann Kennelly. Just shouting the N-word.
She was wild. They took our phones, obviously. But that bitch snuck hers in and she was doing like selfies and shit during the trailers. I was like, get this woman's phone off.
She was like, they're making a new Godzilla movie. Snap.
It was so weird. I was like, how did she get it? Yeah, I didn't like that. But literally, they know I had my watch.
And we're
like,
Team Yumi.
Yeah, so that was the fight, was it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right. Team Yumi, what's good? I see you. Actually, Yumi works where I work. I see her around.
Oh, nice. She's great.
Yeah, that elevator man is an elevator of mystery. You don't know who's getting in. Sometimes it's Andrew G. Which I think most former Channel V presenters have traveled in that.
They all work at ABC now.
Yeah. Yeah, the crowd was great. It was nice. I think there was like a lot of fans. There's maybe like contest winners. I don't know. Or it's pretty hard to not be a fan of these films unless you go out of your way.
Yeah, totally. You have to be like us with Game of Thrones. And
well, I don't mind. Like, people can watch. You know what I mean? I don't watch Game of Thrones, but I don't brag about not watching it.
Totally.
Like,
yeah.
I'm glad people... I'm jealous that I'm not a part of it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Because I feel like I'm missing out on something. But then I see a photo of the cast and I'm reminded how ugly they are. And I don't care. Which is still... See, the Avengers are all hot. I kept thinking throughout this movie, they're all fucking hot.
Especially Fat Thor.
Well, hey. Oh, yeah. Spoilers. You already said that. Yeah, everyone. Especially Smart Hulk.
Oh,
Sweater
man.
Hulk.
I couldn't believe that. Yeah. So, all right. Let's talk about this motherfucking movie. It opens with... I was expecting to see the Stan
Lee. Before going in, what did you have any expectation? And you avoided the leaks, and I too avoided the leaks.
Yeah,
I've
since gone back and looked at how extensive the leaks were. And
were they extensive?
Fuck, man, everything almost. Like,
how do we know how people saw it, or what was it? The subtitle
apparently,
clues?
Like something like there were like Arabic subtitles on some of the leaks, so potentially someone from Saudi Arabia.
So their job was like subtitling it.
I don't know. But who knows how it leaked. But
fuck, I'm so glad to. I'm going to start putting in Star Wars filters in my Twitter feed.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I just can't wait to go cold turkey. It was so good going in cold turkey. I hate knowing shit.
Yeah, I knew nothing. I really thought doing all like the Facebook work that I do that shit would have been spoiled for me.
Oh, yeah. What's going on with that? Is that back?
Oh, yeah. The Planet Broadcasting group. No, we had to make a new group.
So there's no explanation.
No, I couldn't get through to anyone at Facebook.
Yeah. That's
so whatever.
Not even when I can, and we're like a partner. It's fucking stupid.
Hey, but Jack from Twitter is meeting with Trump, so maybe.
Oh yeah,
maybe they'll bring down Facebook.
I read
together about
that. He's apparently Trump complained about his follower count. How good's that?
So
I think he's like one of the most followed people in the world, and he's just like, it's not good enough, or something like that.
What's Jack gonna do?
I don't know. Invent followers? Maybe because they deleted like the Russian bots or something.
Right. Make it mandatory to follow Trump if
you're
on Twitter.
Or you lose your like. Right to arms or something.
Your verified star.
Yeah.
Your tick.
I went in with nothing. I saw the trailers and, you know, the Russos made fucking well on their promise. The trailers show absolutely nothing of this movie. In fact, I'm going to say the trailers show the first 15 minutes of this film and that's all.
Yeah. I mean, the one thing that I did say in advance of this was that I thought the fight with Thanos was going to be over and done with very quickly and that was not what the movie was going to be about.
Yeah, right. Did you say it on this?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. That's a good bet. I predicted the cold open, beat for beat.
Hawkeye.
Like, exactly, beat for beat.
Hawkeye losing his family.
5 weeks ago, I was like, saw that trailer and I'm like, guarantee you that's a cold open.
Yeah, so I mean, straight away, you know, like, okay, shit.
Wait,
yeah.
Did you get trailers? We got no trailers at the actual screening.
What did Carrie Ann take photos?
No, we had Lion King at the premiere. Then when I've seen it already. I saw it last night with Noon and Chloe.
Oh, right. So you've seen it twice. Yeah, right.
Yeah. I've gone in, man. I went in with my...
Who's more problematic? Carrie Ann Kennelly or Noon?
Carrie Ann, definitely. Okay, Noon put his phone away for the film.
Oh, good.
He was good. I think he kept asking me a few times what was going to happen next. And I had to tell him to stop. It's like, just watch. Like, literally just find out. You're about to find out. And I think I accidentally hurt Chloe. I got really excited when something happened. I think I like bruised her by like squeezing her her leg heaves. And she was like, ow, stop.
Oh man. I let out so many virginal screams.
I screamed.
During that movie.
I yelled during the movie. Same.
I thought like we were going to leave the cinema and my kids wouldn't exist anymore.
Yes. Wow. You virgin screamed so much, all of your cum went back inside you and your kids disappeared. That'd be amazing.
That's what one of the stones
like
can do.
It's like opposite of like Doc Manhattan or something.
Yeah.
Just like when it's like the bones and the nerve system, your kids start like just stripping away and go into you. And you got a big old blue dick. How funny is it still that Doc Manhattan's just half that book says blue guy's dick? That is so funny. Dave Gibbons crazy for that. Fuck. Now, man, I just want to say, when we saw Infinity War last year, we were just like, that's the biggest movie I've ever seen. I didn't know if they were what they were going to do in terms of scale for this film. I didn't know if it was going to be a counterpart, like exactly the same in terms of like length, characters, whatever, if they're going to go quiet or if it was going to be bigger. And I think it was all of them.
Yeah, I know. It was
Infinity War starts with a fucking bang. You've got like the Asgardians getting fucked up. You've got Loki dying. You got, you know,
Heimdall dying. Hulk getting terrified. Hulk,
now we found, well, that, you know, we have an answer now for why Hulk didn't appear in the last film. And it was kind of what everyone guessed.
Yeah.
He was scared.
Yeah.
Which I kind of love. I think that's a great, like, Hulk got scared.
Yeah.
He never gets scared. Like, that's a good way to show you that Thanos figured is out fucked.
That he wasn't strongest of all.
Yeah. This kind of started, one thing I've got to say too, I love the fact the Captain Marvel scene, post-credit scene, isn't in this. Like, we can assume it happens
as
the
totally
movie starts, which is sick.
Yeah, exactly. So
So she would have spoken. Yeah.
So it goes Infinity War, post-credit scene of Captain Marvel. This, yeah.
Well, Infinity War, post-credit scene of Ant-Man and the Wasp, then...
That's right.
Then this... Then Captain Marvel, then this.
Yep.
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, I really didn't know what this was going to be about going in. Obviously, those suits in the trailer reminded people of quantum suits, so there was some kind of...
Well, yeah, they all look like they're wearing Ant-Man helmets.
Plus, Scott not disappearing. That Ant-Man and Wasp post-credits scene actually is, like, so big an indication of what's going to happen. So, we learn as an audience that you can be protected by the looks of it in a quantum realm.
Yeah, totally.
Or...
And also, the entire... plot of this movie rests on the fact that a rat happened to walk over a control panel an abandoned
amazing
van.
I like to think of that as the rat from The Departed.
I think of it's the rat from The Ferals.
Oh, Raddus.
It's Raddus.
Yeah. Remember how Departed ends with a rat walking onto it and everyone hated it?
That's
and they
right.
started a Patreon recently, this guy, to digitally remove the rat from the last scene. Because it was like, it's so on the nose and it's hilarious. I like to think it's that same rat and they're just like, we need you to do another controversial like thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, movie starts what? Like Hawkeye, guessed it, called it.
Hawkeye, yeah, family. Having a picnic with his family.
We haven't seen that family since Ultron.
Ultron, yeah. And it's like one of the only good scenes in Ultron.
Yeah, the best. It's the best
big farm.
Best scene in Ultron, that whole act.
And so he's teaching his
little girl
how to cast a
It's been several arrow, years because the shoot kid arrow. That Linda Cardellini was preggers with is now a boy.
That's right.
Yeah. I wonder if he likes Pokemon.
It's good
cards.
To see her again.
Yeah, man.
Man, that was not it's good expecting to see so Natalie many Portman of again. The cast to come back in this.
Yeah, good to see Rene Russo.
And as soon as you realize that it's Hawkeye, you're like, fuck.
I know what's going to happen.
We're about to see his family turn to dust.
It was done really well.
It was done really well. I like that we didn't see... You didn't see... He just turned around and his family disappeared, basically.
And you're just kind of... Even our cinema, who obviously had all seen Infinity War, were like... Like, the reactions were already coming in then.
No.
Yeah. It was so good.
And then we have...
Tony and Neb. Man, Nebula is such an MVP in this film.
Yeah. I was kind of expecting the Stan Lee version of the Avengers logo again.
No, they've done that.
They've done that. Yeah. Sure.
Thanks
for nothing, Stan.
Who? I want Kevin Feige now in every movie. Because, you know, this is Stan Lee's last.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional.
Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You know, that would be amazing if the opening credits were Kevin Feige.
Yeah, just with his hat and glasses combo. I realize,
and it was like, thanks for everything, Kevin, from Kevin.
Whenever, if you notice, whenever any of the MCU characters go undercover, you know how that's like being pointed out, they're really bad at it. They wear a cap and glasses.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
It's literally what Kevin Feige wears to premieres.
Yeah, and press conferences. Yeah.
So maybe he has been in every movie, like they're paying tribute or something. I don't know. Yeah, he's so funny. He looks like such a dork.
Yeah, totally. That's why he's great. So we have the first scene post credit opening credits.
Yeah, Ben,
what was
Tony.
The song?
Kind of like, I don't know. This it was crazy by Gnarls Barkley. I remember when you made my heart. That'd be amazing if
that make me crazy.
Just this heavy, big emotional movie. This soundtrack was different to Marvel movies. There was a lot of like rock songs or something, like songs that you're supposed to know.
But I didn't know many
but I
of
knew
them.
None of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was, I found that kind of weird. I'm not necessarily saying it's bad or good. I just found that like strange.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, whereas like when I think of Infinity War, I think it was just like the Avengers theme, Cap's theme, and the Thanos theme.
And then one Guardians-esque song.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I kept thinking the Guardians were in scenes whenever like the rock songs
yeah,
were playing.
Yeah, totally.
It was kind of weird.
But that to me, I guess that kind of like, and there are lots of callbacks to obviously all movies in the MCU, but this is the Iron Man swan song. And like hearing that, there's a lot of rock on that soundtrack.
No AC/DC.
It would have been amazing if there was AC/DC.
Also, it's really clear, I think, why. Remember when the big slate of films were announced and it was like Infinity Wars Part 1 and 2?
That's right.
This is so obvious now. And I remember the Russos saying last year, when were they like, oh, it's not going to be called Infinity War 2? Do you remember when they said that?
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It's abundantly clear as why. Like, this is not...
It's such a different movie.
Yeah, that like, they're two, obviously, parts of a greater story. They're two halves of a film. They're two parts of a 22-issue comic or whatever. But it's abundantly clear that they are, like, two very tonally different films.
And you also, like, it was so great going into Infinity War, not knowing there was a new one coming out the next year called Part 2 or whatever, and then getting that ending.
Yeah.
And being like, oh, fuck.
That's still one of the best. That is our... See, we didn't grow up with... We grew up knowing Darth Vader was Luke's dad, basically.
Sure, yeah,
that,
totally.
For me, was like, that's our thing.
This is the biggest spoiler. Like, because I feel like...
Cliffhanger / spoiler.
I don't think there hasn't really been anything in the latest trilogy of Star Wars movies that I'm like... Oh my God, what's the answer to this? What's the answer to that?
I mean, there was Rey's parents, but still that we don't even know yet.
That's not, yeah.
That's like, and I think the whole point of that is it's not important, which is great.
Definitely.
But yeah. I think this was like the biggest like pop culture like ending.
Who shot Mr. Burns? That's the last
thing
I can
think about.
Because who
shot Mr. Burns?
It goes Darth Vader revealing himself to Luke.
Who's Cartman's mom? Dad?
Oh, the Cartman's dad. That
Cartman's
was great.
Dad? No, I'm sorry. I take everything back. Who was Cartman's dad?
So it was, yeah, Mr. Burns, Cartman's dad.
Yeah.
And now this.
Yeah. I mean, wow.
No other cliffhangers were
I feel like that woman
important.
Who was like 114 and lived through like all the world war. Remember how that like she's witnessed most things in history? It doesn't feel like we're that people now. That old French bitch has nothing on us.
So
shout out to Notre Dame. Have we covered Notre Dame?
Yeah, we did. We called the last episode Notre Fan.
Oh yeah, that's right.
It's a classic.
It's so good.
So we have
Neb and Tony. They've been up there for like 3 weeks. So 3 weeks.
Well, he goes day 22, which is
which
cute
I was like a nod.
22nd movie in the MCU.
Yeah, I noticed that.
And he also says, "Don't spoil. Don't put this on social media."
Which is a good. That's his opening line, basically in Iron Man 1. Except he says MySpace, which
dates it
so well. What so well? You know, the movie's set in 2008. Whatever.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, we have him kind of record his last.
It's that
message.
Scene from the trailer, yeah. When he's
yeah, and it, but it's good, you know.
Yeah, and he says, you know, Nebula saved him because I was wondering how's he going to fix that fucking cut. Remember, Thanos jacked the shit out of him with his own armor.
That's what he said. That's exactly what he did.
He masturbated. He manually masturbated Tony Stark with his own armor. But yeah, so Nebula fixed that with some fucking potion or whatever. I don't know.
I guess.
Who cares?
Space magic.
Space magic. Yeah.
And yeah, they're stranded.
No fuel,
in space.
No oxygen.
And I had no idea what was going to save them.
I forgot too that how long Tony and like Cap and stuff have not, like, they still haven't seen each other at this point.
Yeah, so long.
Since Civil War.
So yeah,
like, so it's been a long time.
He's like, you know, resting for what seems like it may be the last
time
he ever
closes his
eyes.
Also, Hawkeye was under house arrest, like Scott.
Oh, I loved that too.
Yeah, he had the bracelet on.
Yeah. But yeah, we see like this, you know, enormous warmth hit him.
I had no idea it was coming. I was like, fuck, I bet.
I thought it was
like
a spaceship.
Yeah,
well,
I thought it was like a villain ship or some of the Asgardians or something.
And then it was Captain
I thought
Marvel.
It was Valkyrie.
Right.
Because we don't know where she went.
Totally, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it was Captain Marvel. And then
that was a good ass moment.
Definitely, because now you know that, yeah, like Captain Marvel gets the notification from Fury's pager.
Comes to Earth.
And then they're like, we need to find our friend.
And I like that, like, we don't know how the Avengers got the pager. That's not important.
No, totally.
They just have the pager.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so then she goes to space, brings back...
I love that. And he's back within the first 4 minutes of the movie. Like, this huge... I thought, like, they were going to meet at the very end of the film or something.
Yeah.
But not they're there.
So the first person he sees when he gets off the ship is Cap.
Yeah.
They had this beautiful moment together.
They haven't seen each other since they hated each other at the end of Civil War. Like, that's the last time they'd seen each other.
And then you have Pepper.
I
wasn't expecting her to have such a big role in this, because we know that she doesn't love these movies as much as the rest of the cast.
I reckon she's changed.
Why do I think that?
Yeah, I think you've made that. Yeah. That's fake news.
Is it? Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Chris Evans has certainly been on the record as saying at one point he hated making these movies, but...
Did he?
Yeah. Like a while ago, he was like, I can't wait to stop making Cap movies.
Really?
It was a while ago. It was before... I feel like it was like before
Winter Soldier,
and now it's like, oh, I'm on board. This is the best.
Well, yeah, he's the best. He's incredible.
But yeah, then we have this great scene, like some of the best acting that Robert Downey Jr. has done as Iron Man.
Yeah, it reminded me of what I wish Iron Man 2 was when he's doing drunk DJing with DJ AM.
Yeah.
Like he was like twisted basically.
Yeah, on like pain medication and no sleep. And
yeah, he was
the regrets.
Paranoid schizophrenic or something.
Yeah.
Like border, he wasn't obviously, but... It's like, you know, the guy who is normally quippy and one-liney and stuff.
It's the half-baked quitting sign at the scene. The fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, you're totally cool. And
ripping
fuck
off,
you, I'm
taking
out.
Off the thing.
Oh
I'm
my god,
when
he rips it, straight up rips his middle.
I mean, at that point, it's not on his heart anymore, remember?
Yeah.
It's still like, he just wears it. Remember he had it removed in Iron Man 3? Like he doesn't.
That's right, yeah. But he still gives
it to Cap. He's like, put this on if you go get him and run.
Yeah.
Which, weird advice.
It's where he keeps his costume, right?
Yeah, it's that nano stuff. Yeah. Which I think they gave every character now nano suits so we could see their faces more.
Yeah.
So whenever they talk, you know how their mask just disappears now?
Especially just Spidey.
Which is so stupid. I'm like, no, I want to see the fucking Spider-Man mask. I know what Tom Holland and Peter Parker look like.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, then Captain Marvel's like, let's go kill Thanos. Tony's not a part of it.
Yeah, which is insane. And it's this really...
They figure out he's on that planet where we saw him at the end, like that peaceful garden planet. We still have a name for it, but Nebula's like, oh yeah. Because they, you know, we kind of saw in that scene that was put on the internet, not like leaked, but they revealed where they're like, oh, huge power surge, like energy surge or whatever, when he decimated everybody. And it happened 2 days later and we find out the planet, they go there, right, Rocket, War Machine...
Thor, Cap, Captain Marvel.
Yeah. Black Widow. And Thor's depressed as hell.
Yeah.
Because he didn't kill him. As that great, you know, the famous line, he's like, should have gone for the head.
Yeah. And then he straight up, first he chops his arm off.
First he chops the hand off. And he looks weird. Like, I was shocked to see Thanos. He looks basically like Two-Face from Dark Knight. He's like, burnt.
He's wearing a Bonds t-shirt.
Yeah. He's in like dad wear and he's like arm shriveled. He's like got burns everywhere.
I reckon they modeled his costume in that scene off what Josh Brolin wears to the gym.
That would have been great. Yeah. I love Josh. I love Josh's Instagram presence.
Great. It's like equal parts like really long rants about how grateful he is for his children and his life. And then,
him shitting.
Hit weird memes about him as Thanos.
Good for him, huh?
Yeah.
I'm going to miss having Brolin around.
Yeah, man. I mean, this is so. Yeah, basically, they kill Thanos in like the first.
He just chops his fucking head off.
The road to get there.
Well, like he says, "I destroyed all the rings." He's like that other power surge you experienced.
Destroying
all of the stones.
I used the stones to destroy the stones,
which I was like didn't see coming.
And then Thor chops his head off
and just walks away.
He goes, "I did what he said. I went for the head."
And then boom, fade to black. 5 years later, and I'm a fucking huge fan of this plot device. I've gone on the record of Hey Fam as saying, "So good to just." Like skip important events, but have you as the audience like try and figure out what's going on by like dialogue or like props or just, you know, all sorts of stuff. And you kind of fill in the blanks. And
I was expecting a year. So when I saw the word five, I was like, oh, it'll take me 5 months later. Yeah. And then like, honestly, the, like half the crowd read it aloud, like 5 years.
Yeah, that happened to us too. Everyone started like cooing, going like, oh.
Yeah, it's massive. And like, that's a big leap.
Yeah. Also, I love the fact that Rocket and Nebula have been Avengers for 5 years at this point.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
And like, yes, we see like, yeah, the first scene is Natasha.
Black She's running Widow. The Avengers.
And so you have Okoye.
You have War Nebula. Machine,
Nebula and Rocket.
And Captain Marvel with her fucking
Captain Marvel, of course,
classic short haircut she has now.
She's
looking super dykey and it's great. Well, she is.
Is that a word you're allowed to say?
Of course it is. It's like pro-lesbian.
Okay.
I think like they're putting the rumors to, people are like, oh, is she a lesbian?
Yeah, I know. But so we do.
It's like, fuck yeah.
Shortly after that scene, we catch up with Cap. Well, I think this is actually before we see Natasha anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Cap is leading.
And it's one of the Russo brothers.
A support group.
It's one of the Russos.
Yeah, Joe Russo plays the first
gay character.
Confirmed gay character in the MCU.
There's about 3 or 4 moments in this movie that was thinking, I cannot wait to see how cunts on the internet react to it.
Yeah.
And that was one of them. And I was like, oh, that's brilliant. He says like, yeah, I went on a date last night. Like, what I loved about this too, Cap is doing what he met Sam Wilson doing.
Right.
Having like support groups for...
That's right.
Because it's a veteran group as well, I think, Cap's one.
Right,
because
sure.
They're in a hall that I noticed said like something to do with like war or something. So I think they're all vets.
Right.
And then he's kind of echoing. There was a lot of like echoing to... A lot of the Russo's work, I thought, as well as other movies, but I noticed the Russo's were like delivering on a lot of beats that they established.
Yeah. And so like, yeah, everyone is like...
Well, the world looks fucked. It looks apocalyptic. Like you see, those shots in the trailers, like empty stadiums, like all these boats and shit, like washed up on the shore.
And but even
it's interesting
it's...
when Cap meets Black Widow, he's like, I saw a whale on the way here. And he's like, without pollution and stuff, he's like, I've never seen a whale on the Hudson River before. So you kind of go like, oh shit, maybe Thanos was right. Like the world is kind of
right.
Less, which I thought was like an interesting.
I completely missed that line.
Yeah, it's when he shows up after she has that meeting with everyone when War Machine's like, yo, I think Hawkeye's killing Mexicans again. And then Cap walks in and he's like, yeah, I saw a whale on the way over here. And she's like, in the Hudson. And he's like, yeah, he's like, without pollution, without all the boats there, life's coming back. And she's like, don't be this optimistic about this. He's like, sorry, it's a habit of mine.
Yeah, of course.
Classic Cap looking into like the bright side of life of Thanos.
But very few people can, and everyone still feels the tremendous loss. Yep.
Natasha's hair grows pretty slowly, I've noticed. Over 5 years, she still has like half blonde hair from Infinity War.
Come on, you can still dye your hair. You dye your hair blonde?
No, but the whole point was to show how much time has passed. So her bottom part is blonde and the top is her natural color.
Right.
But I was like, damn, her hair grows slow because that's 5 years.
I didn't like her hair when it was out. I loved it when it was in the plait. Like, and so yes. You had like the little white bit down
there. But I thought that was a good way to show traveling, the passage of time.
Sure. I'm sure her hair grows faster. I reckon she was just a dye job.
No, I think it was a reminder. I think she was wearing it like a reminder.
Do you want to do the next 2 hours just on this argument?
I'd love to. And I'm right. So I'd love to just talk at being right at you for 2 hours.
So where do we go then? We learn that...
Oh, Scott. You see Scott wake up.
Before that, we learned that Clint...
I love that we're just rehashing the movie.
Hawkeye, this is the classic old
Hawkeye. It's how we remember stuff.
So Hawkeye is...
Well, I said that. Clint's been killing Mexicans.
That's right.
but yeah, they're just like, oh, it was cartel. So he's obviously like killing people who are bad and he's...
Yeah, he's become the Punisher, essentially.
He's become the Punisher.
But his costume that he's wearing is Ronin.
But he only kills minorities, Japanese people and Mexicans.
But he shows them respect of learning their language fluently.
He learns their
first.
Language and their weapon of choice.
That's right. Yeah. And then he kills them.
And then he kills them, which I think is fantastic. I would have, because he looked kind of Japanese when he was in Tokyo with the like Yakuza tattoo.
Yeah.
So it would be great if he had like a poncho and like maracas and was just going for like stereotypes. And it was like he's sneaking into their clubs and they're working the disguises. That'd be so fucking fucked up.
Like he's the master of disguise.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah. He takes movie. Out the Turtle Club.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, basically, the rat walks over the control panel. And in San
Francisco.
Oh, yeah,
so the car's in lockup or something.
It's yeah, the van that the Quantum Realm...
Luis's van.
Luis's van, that's right.
With the classic, the cucaracha.
Yeah. Da, 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 da.
Yeah, Rat spits him out, which is hilarious. And very what I thought. I could even see that like panel for panel in a comic book. Like you see the close-up of the device. We see like the Rat's POV and you're going like, oh, what's going on? And then you think this like scene, big scene's going to happen. I was reading it like a comic book.
Yeah.
And then you see like the Rat touch something and shoots out. And I was like, that was, to me, was very comic book in a great sense.
But if that Rat, if Ken Jeong's character hadn't been so lax on
yeah.
rodents.
Yeah.
None of Endgame.
Well, that Rat survived the snap.
That's right.
That Rat's a fucking hero. It's probably the Avenger of rats. Probably lost also, a family.
Also the first confirmed gay rat in the MCU.
First gay rat and had a dyke haircut. No, I think it's fine to say dyke. I think it's like not like it's a look.
If you're wrong, 50% of HeyFam has to quit.
Me. Oh, I put you meant listener wise. I'm like completely fine with that. No, don't say that. I could be wrong. And then I'll have to do this shit with the Pokemon kid. Scott's out. We've learned 5 hours passed instead of 5 years. So, ooh, already yeah. interesting.
Quantum yeah, totally. Realm. And so he comes to Cap.
Oh, he meets Cassie, his daughter. He goes to a park, which I liked seeing. And they had like all the gravestones. Wait, they have like huge monuments to all the people that they lost in San Francisco. And they are, it looks like they refer to the people. This is very, Leftovers vibe. They call everyone the Vanished.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah, there's all these like monuments to the Vanished, and he runs to the L's to see if Cassie Lang is there. She ain't, baby. Name is though. So it's assumed he was lost in the snap.
And then so he goes back to his house, finds Cassie. Have a beautiful she's
different
moment.
Actor. Grown different up. Actor.
Yeah, she's grown up. And I loved that it was like their connection that we see, because that's like one of my favorite relationships yeah. in the MCU. It's my favorite thing about Ant-Man and the Wasp yep. is his relationship with his daughter.
Scott Lang is another big... what I really liked about this film, a lot of characters who... I guess are like B characters in the MCU really got to shine in this.
Yeah, definitely.
Your Nebula. Rocket, I thought, was amazing in this. Who is, I'd say, like on the cusp of A and B, but yeah, definitely A now. Like,
yeah, absolutely. Awesome. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, a lot of characters who, like, didn't get a chance to shine in the last one, maybe. Really.
Well, I would say even Cap. Like, Cap doesn't have that many big moments in Infinity War.
No, he's kind of, he's hiding. Yeah. You know, he shows up in Wakanda and he shows up in Scotland.
But
some say Europe's Wakanda.
He's the best thing.
The hidden nation of Scotland. What's that movie, The Last King of Scotland? Is he's black. I don't know. Maybe there's some Wakandan blood there.
The best moment.
Ghost Dog. It's the same actor. He's
is it really?
Yeah. It's
Forrest Whitaker.
Ghost Dog.
Right. Of course. That's his real name.
Ghost Dog is what Hawkeye went by when he was in Brooklyn with a sword. He remember he accustomed to everyone. Yeah. He was hanging out with playing chess with RZA and yeah.
And Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
Three-way
chess. It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. It's wild.
Only those dudes do it. The mystery of the chess boxing.
But yeah, so with Cassie, I'm a massive fan of the Young Avengers comics, and I was kind of hoping that
her name was Stinger.
Stature.
That was changed.
She can get
Stinger.
Really big too.
Right.
Stinger.
I think they've changed it now. Right. I was reading like she's gone through a name change. I think she does both now.
Oh, okay, sure. She's Wasp.
She's basically she am.
Yeah. Right.
Ant girl.
yeah, but man,
Young Avengers. I mean, hey. Could
now,
happen.
Now that she exists and is of this age, it could totally be in a yeah. Avengers team.
Shuri, her.
Yeah.
Peter Parker. No, he's an Avenger.
Yeah.
He's been fucking knighted by Tony Stark.
RIP.
Well, don't say that.
What you think? You think in.
Well,
in,
maybe in, people. I don't know. Maybe people. We've got to go thematically. You just can't destroy that bar, that beat. Sorry.
That's true.
Fuck, man.
Where do we go next? We got Scott telling Cap.
That's what he finds out. He's like, I was in the quantum realm. He drives to the Avenger facility because he went there already in the first Ant-Man. And he's like, hey, remember me? We met in like Berlin or whatever.
We met at the airport.
Yeah, yeah. And then he's kind of like the Luke Skywalker / Peter Parker of this movie, I thought. Like the one we experience the mega jargon and stuff through. Like, and he's a great conduit for that.
So much eating, like the peanut butter,
the tacos,
jelly sandwich, the tacos.
Yeah, yeah.
Two of the best scenes in the movie.
So good. Yeah, yeah. And he's like, oh, I was fine. And, you know, Cap and Nat, ever the optimists in this wanting to solve everything, were like, we need to speak to somebody who's super smart.
Me dumb.
They go to RDJ's. They go to Tony's. We haven't seen or heard from Tony since he had his meltdown.
And Tony.
He's unplugged.
Yeah, he's eating insects.
That's actually my dream. He's doing, funnily enough, what Thanos is doing.
True.
Which I thought was interesting.
Well, Thanos doesn't have children and wife, though.
Well, he has children.
He killed
them. They hate him. Yeah. He hates them. But you know, I'm not, you know, very thematically similar. They've gone to the farm, which you did on the weekend, and I plan on doing when I'm maybe 50 or so, just living
off
the land.
You're Thanos, I'm Iron Man.
No, not at all. No one's said who's who yet. We'll let the listeners decide.
Okay, right.
Well, I'm not Thanos.
No, you are, because you're going to die alone.
I'm great at tech. I'm like got tech stuff everywhere. I have more Tony Stark.
Yeah, but he's got a wife and chill child.
Yeah, going beyond the like the basic shit. I'm going like I'm going on a character study level.
Right.
Yeah. You want all of the Infinity Stones. Everyone knows that about you. What are your Infinity Stones?
I am mostly purple.
No, like the One Piece manga was your Infinity Stones.
Right.
And you just went crazy and read.
Every volume is a different stone.
Every volume was like a percentage of a whole stone. And when you finished like the 900 in a month, you were like bloodthirsty. You were like Thanos searching for every single stone in the galaxy. You threw Tilly off the fucking ledge. No.
God, go back to saying Dyke.
Yeah. I think you're allowed to say Dyke. If I'm wrong, please.
He was referring to the body of water.
Yeah, it was a huge body of water in this film that Doctor Strange holds up. So right. I was saying her haircut resembled
spoilers,
that spirally
dude.
Water. Yeah.
So
I love that's what Doctor Strange does in this movie. He holds up water.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I mean, it's like, that's so funny.
I love that, like, okay, Benedict, now in this scene, just hold your hand and, yeah, like, to make your facial expression like you're in somewhat a small amount of pain.
Yep. Increase the pain.
Yeah, move your hand very slowly up. Okay, that's looking great.
So yeah, they go to Tony's. Tony's like, I don't want anything to do with this because I have a kid now who's very cute, very nice relationship.
Yep.
Tony interacting with children.
She loves him 3,000.
But Tony interacting with children, one of my favorite movies, which you hate, and I know you're saying you've got to watch again now because I'm seeing to get a lot of love.
Yep.
Iron Man 3. His relationship with the kid in that is great. He's such a like bit of a dickhead saying like, don't be such a pussy, your dad's dead. And like, maybe he's just kind of rude to the kid in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Very similar to how he is to his daughter. Just like, I'm going to sell all your toys.
Yeah, go to sleep or I'll sell all your toys.
Which is great. Yep. And I don't know. I think that's like super funny. Tony doesn't want a fucking bar of it because he's got everything now.
Yeah, but
he's got a wife.
They leave.
That we saw that shit was all off screen. You know, people thought this movie would end with the wedding or something.
Yeah, sure,
completely wrong. He's got this cute kid who's 5.
No, that's what the end scene is. Everyone's there to see Pepper Potts marry Tony Stark's corpse.
Oh, yeah. No, but he's got a wedding ring on. So they've already
married.
That's
right, I know.
Yeah. They don't have kids out of wedlock. They're like you. No, you are Tony Stark. I collect children and make them fight. No, the more I think about it, I'm completely Thanos.
Me?
No, I am.
You are, yeah.
I'm like, yeah, you had actual children the romantic way. If I had children, I would collect them and make them fight, definitely, and make them better. I'd build them.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. That's so me. And I hang out with baddies. That's awesome.
So
just thinking about
so
it now.
When they leave, Tony can't stop thinking about it, and he solves the time.
He's like, I don't want
problem.
Anything to do with this. And you know what it is? He's doing the dishes, domestic Tony, and he sees a photo of him and Peter Parker.
Oh, I love that.
And that was just like, that was me, my first little, maybe eyes watered a little bit.
I have it all, or do I?
And then he's like, and then he goes, he races straight back to the Avengers facility. But, and he says, Tony, no. That's right. When he lands on Earth originally, I noticed this the second time, Cap doesn't really know what it means, but he goes, I lost the kid.
Right.
So like, Peter's this like big emotional push for Tony.
Yeah. Well,
throughout the movie,
he
like drives him. Yeah.
He wants to bone his mum.
He wants, well,
his
aunt. Come on. Now who's Thanos? Thank you. No, I don't know.
While they're waiting for Tony to like, well, obviously they think that Tony isn't going to be part of it. So they go find Bruce.
Yep. Yes. And we meet Bruce and we're all expecting Bruce Banner. I know I was expecting Bruce Banner. But then they're like, we need someone with a bigger brain. With a big brain.
And this guy's got the
That's right. Tony hasn't come yet. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Bruce is like, yeah, I can do it. It sounds dangerous. But he's this fucking hot Hulk that wears sweaters. He basically inherited Vision's wardrobe and made it bigger. So he's like the new Vision, I guess. Like handsome and is in a weird, sexy kind of maybe relationship with like a hot chick.
Also, I think the best special effects we've ever seen in the MCU. Like if your Thanos was good, I think.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I still think Thanos was better. Just, I don't know. I think for me, Thanos is so impressive looking.
I love this take on the Hulk.
Oh, it was awesome. And like, you know, the green wasn't as strong. He's that pure, like basically Banner's figured out how to be 50-50 Hulk and Banner. Like the good shit from both, as he puts it.
Yeah. So after having like, you know, a weakened, like crappy Hulk in Infinity War.
We have Hulk for the whole movie.
Yeah.
It's like, obviously they'd planned that, but it's almost like they purposely withheld Hulk from Infinity War and gave us nothing but hope. There's no Banner in this movie.
Totally. Well, there is.
There is one, like one Spirit moment, Banner yeah. type of thing.
But on the flip of
the
that,
Spirit of Banner.
On the flip of that, in Infinity War, we got had this like big redemption story for Thor, who like emerges yep. emerges from
Thor
like,
saves the fucking day in Wakanda.
Totally.
And he just flies in there, which is still such an amazing scene when him the Rocket best. And yeah. Because, yeah. He bifrosts so his way in.
Thor has, like, some of his best moments in Infinity War. But in Endgame, the fact that him killing Thanos didn't get anything that he lost back.
He fucked up twice from his point of view.
Yeah.
And no one else thinks he fucked up, except he probably did when he chopped off the head.
So they've rebuilt the
New Asgards.
New Asgard.
This is awesome.
Which is just a place in...
Some yeah, it's the last king of Scotland. No, it's in like it says in Torsted or something. It's
yeah,
Norway. Obviously.
Right.
Yeah.
So we see Valkyrie,
and we see in the background like other aliens.
Yeah, yeah.
I was noticing so like the gladiators, I guess from Ragnarok.
Yep. And so Bruce and Rocket go to get Thor,
and they're just like, oh, he doesn't come out, and I'm like, oh, maybe he's just depressed still. I don't know what to expect. Opens the door, and it's just fucking Chris Hemsworth in a fat suit.
So good.
Huge, long hair again, huge beard.
Gross beard,
living
gross
with
hair.
Korg and Meek, just yep. playing Fortnite and getting drunk.
Yeah.
Which is like, again, they did take pole opposites of what was in the last film.
Yeah.
So heroic, handsome as hell, short-haired Thor, is now pathetic, long-haired. Basically, the Big Lebowski in this entire film.
Yeah, totally.
And like, down to wearing sunglasses, beer in hand at all times, and... instead of a white Russian and a robe. And they're like, come on, Thor, come and do it. He's like, no, I don't talk about Thanos. This is what we do now. So good to see Korg again. I love that for 5 years he's been living with Korg playing Fortnite.
Yep.
Fucking ridiculous.
So we've got Hulk, we've got Thor. Natasha goes to Tokyo because that is where Clint is killing.
It's the only minority group he hasn't murdered yet, she realizes.
So he kills all the Yakuza in Japan.
Every single one.
And then he's like, fine, Natasha, I'll rejoin the Avengers.
Yeah.
And so he's back. And
he didn't like the fact that good people died, he basically says, I
that's
guess.
Right.
He's like, you know, now I'm killing the bad people that should have died. Look, we all deal with grief in different ways. And he's got a midlife crisis haircut and tattoo sleeve.
Yep. And then
Tony's come back and is like, I'll save it. This is how you
speeds in.
Remember
and
they try. Here. Remember they try. Banner can't do it because they try and Scott comes. They chuck him in the machine.
Goofiest scene in the movie.
He comes back as a baby and as an old man and like pisses himself and shit.
Yep.
Like this movie for me was surprisingly funny.
Oh, the scene where
I was going expecting it to be dire.
Ant-Man wants to see if the kids want a selfie with him.
And they're like, no.
No.
And then he's like, I get it. No one knows who I am.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like how they play up how like no one knows who Ant-Man is.
Yeah, it's great. I loved how when War Machine calls him, hey, regular size man.
And the taco blows away.
Yeah, that was great.
It's just good shit, dudes.
So yeah, the team of Avengers, as we know them at this point, have agreed to find the stones.
Tony figures it out. He says, yeah, he's like, they can't travel through time, but he's invented these like, this basically a GPS on your wrist that can pull you back so you don't get lost. Because the problem is you get lost in time and with the, you know, and you stay there.
Yeah.
That's the problem. I know. That's the fucking jargon. And then they also like...
I've spent the majority of the last week arguing with my wife about time travel.
Well, this movie, this is interesting. They make a point of saying it's not like Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Where if you go back and affect something, it's going to affect you in the future. They're like, that is now your future.
Yeah. So yeah,
any point of time you're in is like your current time and whatever's come behind you is your past. And that it's... It's different compared to other films, but like they literally lay it out for you.
Yeah, and you create an alternate reality.
Yeah, and it's dangerous. And they're like, it's not your reality. So what they want to do is they want to go back, grab the stones from a particular point in time, use them to bring everybody back, then travel back and put the stones back exactly before they were taken so the time streams aren't fucked up.
So they work out that three stones are in New York.
Which is such a good moment.
If they visit there in 2012 at the height of the... towards the end of the big battle of New York.
One's on
the
Asgard.
First Avengers movie. One's on Asgard.
During Thor the Dark World.
Yep. And then there's two the Soul Stones. And then one of them is on the planet.
One's on Vormir and one's on Morag.
Yeah.
Which is the opening scene of Guardians.
Guardians. And with that information, they split up into groups. And
then just becomes a fucking fan service hour.
They go, it's a time heist.
Yeah, it's a time heist.
And it was exactly that.
Or as I like to call it, the Avengers and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Yeah,
it's exactly the same as the third act where they go and like look at themselves and hide behind rocks. At this point, I was like, oh, is this like the second half of the movie? Is it going to be this? And it wasn't. It was the second act. Like, the third act is completely different. I was like, oh, is this how they do it? Interesting. And at that point, I was like, oh, that's kind of disappointing if this is what it is. And it becomes kind of a goofy Back to the Future. And that's the ending. And then I was like, oh, fucking, of course it's not going to be that.
Yeah. So, Angus, we're going to talk about the second and third act of Avengers Endgame.
But what are you saying?
Single week, we record two episodes of Hey Fam.
You mean to say that the second one isn't just a 20-minute how you been?
No. So, we record two. I reckon the second episode probably going to be longer than an hour this week.
Yeah, for sure.
Every single week, we record two episodes of Hey Fam. One of them is called Hey Fam. It's available free. The other one is called Pay Fam.
Oh, that's interesting. Do you pay for it or
that's
something?
That's right. $5 a month gets you two episodes of Hey Fam every single week.
But so $5 a month, that's like $1.25 a week.
That's right. And not only is it an episode that you get,
that's almost as much as you could pay a child a week to stop burping. Isn't it?
That's how much he pays me.
Yeah, that's how much he owes you.
He has no restraint. Yeah. But you also get access to our Facebook group. There's a spoiler chat going for the movie now if you want to talk about it with other people.
And also, we're opening up the mailbag for the first time ever. We're going to be putting to our Patreon fans only questions they've been dying to ask us. And you know what? We're going to have to answer them. That's the rule. None we can skip.
And if you sign up now, it means that there's like, I think...
Except it's about like our dick sizes and stuff.
I can't wait, bro.
Huh?
I'm only answering questions about your dick size.
We're only answering each other's dick sizes.
Yeah. But if you join our Patreon now, which is at patreon.com/heyfam, there are like...
Different tiers?
More than 20 of these extra episodes that we've been doing since the beginning of the year.
So what's 5 divided by 20?
Also, there's a whole bunch of commentaries that we've done, some extra radio show episodes we did last year with music on them, and a whole bunch of extra bonus shit.
We didn't realize what PayFam's potential was.
Yeah, exactly. But so if you want to give it a shot, I think this is the best chance to give PayFam a shot. $5.
Whatever it takes.
Gets you everything, whatever it takes. And baby, we could do this all week.
Yeah.
So patreon.com/PayFam, HeyFam, sorry, to hear the rest of our Endgame review. As you can probably tell, we fucking loved this movie.
Yeah.
And we're going to gush about
it. This is not a normal movie. Yeah, so we're still going through the plot. Then we're going to like just go through, I think, what maybe characters, what we loved about them in this movie.
Yep.
Easter egg moments. And then just kind of like what we thought of the film. We haven't really gone into what we thought. Like, this is an unparalleled film. Like, 11 years, they fucking pulled off an ending to a narrative. Like, this is the first time I've had closure in a Marvel movie. You know what I mean?
Normally, yeah, totally. Yeah.
It's just like I've walked away going, oh my God, they did that in 11 years.
Yeah, it's wild.
22
as hell, right?
Films.
Yeah.
Not all of them great, and that's fine, but there's a narrative
thread. They even references the ones that aren't great.
Which is amazing. I love that they did that. Yeah. Anyway, we'll jump in now.
We'll see you over at PayFam. Welcome to everyone who is bold enough to... who's brave enough to make the call to...
And there's some suckers that complain about it. Someone said,
but like, hey, you don't have to always pay. You can do it for this,
just month, this month, and then,
just fuck off. You know,
you can... Hey, life hack. Oh no, I don't want to tell you this life hack.
Okay, cool. Angus is gonna
I'm gonna
tell
it to you off mic.
Oh, tell us in the Patreon.
I'm gonna time heist it.
Okay, I love it.
I'm gonna go back.
Go
in
tell
time.
Me in 2012.
I'm gonna tell you now, but for me, it's 5 seconds or something.
For you, for me, it will take 5 hours.
Yeah,
it's just you going.
Yeah. All right, stop it. And then keep making the noise on the new app.
Okay. Enjoy your morning. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.